enemy against the enemy. The victory of the enemy against the enemy. So scripture says, and I want to see here, it says, and against you I will deploy Sisera. Sisera is the enemy the Bible is talking about. It says, I will deploy Sisera, the commander of the Jabin's army, with his chariots, with his only chariots, and his multitude of the river Kishon. The river will join. His only chariots will join. And I'm trying to talk to somebody right now. The river Kishon will join with the river Kishon. Look at that. With his chariots and his multitude at the river Kishon. And I will deliver him into your hand. Did you hear that? What will be used on this warfare? The chariots of who? Sisera. And his own river. Now let me give you a historical background of the river Kishon. So the river Kishon, okay, or known as Kasha, with Q, Kasha. It is a river that was located until today. It's through there. This river, if you know, if you have a little bit background of warfare, in those days, if you are staying at a place that is surrounded by mountains, it was so difficult for people to come and invade you. Hello? One of the reasons why Lesotho was not much invaded by people, it is because they are surrounded by so many mountains. Am I talking to you? Am I speaking to you? So it's so difficult to attack a nation that has got a geographical barrier. Now, Kishon was a river that was protecting them. They were surrounded by, it was like a mean island where a river goes like this and it turns like this and go like a cave. Now, this river is a big river and it's so deep. And they are inside. And they would say anything. They would do anything. They had their own way of crossing it. Am I talking to you? They had their own way of what? And they would come and invade you. But you can't go and invade them. Because you have a what? A river. So what was their strength? The river was their strength. Number two, they had chariots which had iron on it. They had technology in military warfare. It was so difficult because they had a great army. Sisera was a dangerous king. And the prophecy says, with his own chariots, with his own technology in warfare, with his own river, I will deliver him in your hands. This is a strategic warfare for victory, where God takes all the weapons of your enemy and he says, by his own weapon, I will change everything and I'll put you on top. We have seen this strategy in so many places. The Jesus protocol, it was the same thing. With death, I shall give you life. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. So we see God using death to give you life. Am I talking to you? We also sit on Mordecai. And who? And Haman. When he prepared weapons to kill the people of Israel, the same weapons were used. This is not just a teaching. It is a spiritual warfare protocol that as a believer you must know it. I know we have got believers who say, oh no, we're in the New Testament. God does not kill people. God, you are joking. Is Acts of Apostles the Old Testament? No. Do you know that in the book of Acts of Apostles, when grace was operating, when the Holy Ghost was operating, Peter looked at a man and he said, you have lied against the Holy Spirit, and the man dropped dead with the grace available. Am I talking to you? You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. The moment he stood up there, God never changed. It is man that changed. His thinking changed. We began to squeeze God into our thinking. Tonight, if the enemy used poverty to destroy you, God will use the same poverty to make you a billionaire. The Kishon Protocol. Am I talking to you? God used it with Joseph. When there was poverty and suffering and scarcity, that's the time Joseph became a billionaire. God used the prison to elevate him to become what? A prime minister. What was used as the strength of the enemy, it was reversed and it became a weapon. I'm trying to talk to someone right now. I don't care. Some of you are working or you are fired or people hate you. God is going to turn things around. There is an ability in the spirit where God can change around things. What was supposed to harm you, God uses it as an elevation. I'm not just teaching you. These are protocols in the spirit. Read your whole Bible. God is using these protocols. So the word Kishon comes from the word Kasha. The word Kasha means hardiness or difficulty. Can you imagine where God would use a difficulty to elevate you? Look at King David. It was the same protocol. The man was hiding. The man was living in fear. And it was that situation that God turned it and made him more popular and more popular. Politically, the man became very known by what he was going through. His pain and his suffering and betrayal made him stronger and greater. I've come here to prophesy to someone. I know what you're facing. I know what you're passing through. But the Lord said, I'm about to change your situation. I'm about to use it as a warfare protocol where your hardiness and your struggling shall be used in warfare. I decree and declare your victory is coming. I decree and declare your victory is coming. Somebody shout, I receive it. Now watch. The operation of Deborah. The Bible says she sat under a palm tree and began to prophesy. Prophetically, the word palm tree represents victory. Amen. Jeremiah 10 verse 5 first.
They are upright like a palm tree and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good.
In Psalms 92, verse 12.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Listen, so the palm represents being upright. It represents righteousness. It represents victory. That's why when Jesus was walking into Jerusalem, they took up the palm trees and began to declare, Hosanna, Hosanna. Am I talking to you? Now she sat under that tree and began to prophesy. She said, I'm trying to talk to someone right now. She said, I look for one man by the name Barak. She said, you have been called. Are you not aware? God called. So the man knew God called him. But for him to go to war, the man, all he needed was a word of what? Prophecy. I'm trying to talk to someone. The man, he was commanded by God. He knew it. How do we know? Because Deborah is reminding him, has God not commanded you? So we have got the people who God said, start this company. We have got the people who God said, do this. But because of the situations happening around them, they are not doing it. Because of the Sisera, they are not doing it. I'm trying to talk to you, right? Imagine you having an idea. Imagine you having a revelation to say, do this. You will become that. But you are not yet doing it. Because there are so many problems around you that even if this idea is there, but you are struggling to become. Because the Sisera has surrounded you. And the word of prophecy comes and he said, by the same problems that I have surrounded you, by the same problems, I shall use them to your advantage. So Kishon would join the battle to help the man with the prophecy. The chariots would join the battle. When I'm praying for warfare, I normally use divine protocols in the spirit. There are protocols. What I'm teaching you now, there are protocols in the spirit. There are protocols where God can use a protocol. Once a protocol is used in the spirit, are your enemies finished? Let me address all who are fighting you right now.
Yes.
They will lose.
Amen.
Are you following somebody? Can we go ahead? Let's continue from verse 8 of the same chapter of Judges, chapter 4, from verse 8 to 9. So she gives a prophecy. She says, with his own chariots. Okay, so what happened?
And Barak said to her, if you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go. So she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking. For the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh.
Wait a minute. Are you understanding that some battles you need to go with a prophet?
Yes.
He said to her, as she was giving him a prophecy, he said, if you will not go with me, I'm not going. If you will go with me,
I will go.
Immediately, he provoked the anointing that will kill Sisera. And immediately, the prophetess said, since you have said this statement, the one who will kill Sisera will be a woman. You will go with the 10,000 men into the battle, but they will not kill him. The one who's going to kill Sisera will be a woman. Are you here? God will use a very weak thing that doesn't even go to war to handle your enemy. Can you imagine? There are soldiers, there are powerful soldiers. And this protocol says, you know what? I'll go with you. But the one who's going to kill Sisera, it will be what? Not even armed. She would use a peg of a tent. Somebody said divine protocols.
Divine protocols.
So I invoke the Kishon protocol. Imagine you praying in your house. Like a matured person, say, just stand there, say, Shakaparaba. I invoke the Kishon protocol. You know what you're talking? Even God knows it because he's the one who did it. He knows the Kishon protocol, he knows how he did it. So I said, the Kishon protocol.
The Kishon protocol.
God knows the whole protocol. He will use. Can you imagine what type of belittling is this? Do you understand who Sisera was? Maybe you have not heard of Sisera. Sisera was not a small guy. Can you imagine the way we have these presidents of nowadays? We've got North Korea, we have got Russia, Putin, and then you should get a prophecy from someone to say the one who killed Putin will be a woman. Like, what are you saying? It doesn't make sense. But in these protocols, it makes sense. What will defeat your problem would be a useless thing. You want the way you are fearing your problem, remove that fear. The man says, if you prophetess will go with me, I will go. There are some battles, there are some protocols. You need the prophet to go with you. Now, raise up your hand. I want to go with you. Everything you want to do,
yes.
I stand with you.
I see it.
Makura mahande liba. Shaka pahatia mahande. May the God whom I serve go with you in this protocol. Wherever you go, whatever you want to achieve, whatever you want to do, I decree and declare, may the Spirit of the living God go with you right now, and the affirmation of my prophetic voice accompany you in the name of Jesus. So what happened? Let's go to verse 15.
And the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots.
Wait a minute. I want us to read it in New Living Translation. Hear this wonderful story.
When Barak attacked, the Lord threw Sisera and all his chariots and warriors into a panic. Sisera leaped down from his chariot and escaped on foot.
That's what we have to do. He even forgot his weapon. You didn't hear me. You have a chariot used to run, but he left it and he began to run on foot.
Panic.
What they were trusting, they will leave. If they are trusting connections, they will forget they have connections. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
If they are trusting what?
Connection.
I'm connected. You will see. They will forget their protocols. The Bible says God brought in panic, but not to soldiers alone, but even to horses. Horses were also confused. But if you read the scripture, it doesn't say that they were under panic because of what many did. It says God brought the confusion. May God bring confusion to every camp of your enemy.
Powerful.
The Bible says, and I want you to hear this. The Bible says God caused panic.
Yes.
Now read it. It says, when Barak attacked,
the Lord threw Sisera and all his chariots and warriors into a panic.
So statement is, when Barak attacked. Can you imagine when you just goes in your prayer room and start praying? Then God causes panic. Somebody say, I'm ready to attack.
I'm ready to attack.
Can you imagine this? Some of you in this week, even next week, people begin to come to you and start confessing that they were planning witchcraft. You should forgive them. I am telling you this as a prophet. Some people will confess to some of you. There'll be panic. And some will come and say, hey, you know what? That one was saying this about you. They were saying together. It's just panic. I'm telling you. You know when we're living like this, it's like no one is doing anything evil. How many people have come to me to tell me to say, we were doing a charm against you? Can you imagine? People have come to so many people so many times to say, oh, we are doing a charm against you. And meanwhile, I was just sleeping at my house. And some of you have no idea. You just think everything is moving well. But a certain woman, you don't even know her properly. She just hates you. And she takes your name into black magic. And that woman, and things just changed in your life. Nothing is moving. Things just changed. It's like your life is no longer moving because there's a spell, a demonic spell. I say in the name of Jesus, every spell is being broken. Every attack in the spirit is canceled. Shama ruke bahata yamande. If there's a spell that you must never get married, you are getting married this season. Somebody shout victory.
Victory.
When we are talking about the victory night, we're not just saying it. You need this victory. There are battles you don't even know where they're coming from. You even don't even understand what's happening with your life. Let me show you something. Continue reading the scripture. In verse 15, it says, when he attacked, the Lord caused it. Now, this is the most important. Can you imagine when you fast, then the Lord starts doing it? Can you imagine when you pray, when you sow your seed, imagine God rising? The Bible says when he attacked. It is so dangerous when you attack and there is no backing of God. Now wait, let me repeat this statement. It is dangerous when you attack the strong enemy and God is not on your side. I have seen people doing those mistakes where they attacked the enemy and the enemy revenged and they were defeated because God didn't go with them. The secret was so simple. Barak went with the prophetess. How many are joining the prophet? Listen to me. You are not losing this battle. There was a purpose where God brought a prophet in your life. You are the Barak of this generation. And when you attack, karatu sehitayama, rosha kapahatara manderebe. Tonight I'm sensing things in the spirit. Some of you, there are attacks, there are spells, there are witchcraft words which were spoken to attack you, to bring your family down, to bring your life down. But I cancel in the name of Jesus. I cancel in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Somebody came. You remember in Pretoria, if you remember, a person came with one side like this in Pretoria. Says, I took the picture of Major One, the witch doctor. And we were trying to attack it. They took a needle to put a needle on my picture. And they said they just had on his side. Like a slap. And what slapped him, he doesn't even have an idea. And his side began swelling like this. And they came to church to search to help them. On that day, I asked a question. I said, anyone who's a witch doctor, would come forward. Hundreds came. I said, if you have got a charm now, it brought fear. And the church grew with that thing. In 2015. Am I talking to you?
Yes,
why do you take a needle? To do what? Against me. I promise you, if you try it again, it won't be a slap this time around. This time around, it won't be a slap. You will lose four teeth will come out so that we can identify you properly. You will try fix things, you go to hospital, they will not be fixed. Whatever they'll put there to be falling down. You come and say, my father. Prophecy. forgive me. Somebody shout divine protocols.
Glory.
Some here. Some
winning this battle.
I'm telling you, a young girl, I delivered at the church, a young girl, all of a sudden, this girl had epilepsy. All of a sudden, this young girl was so intelligent. All of a sudden, the girl developed epilepsy. Huh? So, I went on the prayer line. She's holding something like epilepsy. When I went close like this, I looked into her. I'm not seeing this epilepsy. I said, in the name of Jesus, the girl began to manifest, and I knew it was witchcraft. Her own aunt, because the girl was number one all the times in class, sent epilepsy to this young child. But I want you to know this. There are battles you don't even know where they are coming from. Some of you, your children, have just been bewitched. And they're all misbehaving. You can't even understand what's happening with your children. There is a witchcraft spirit. You are having victory in this season. You will claim back your children. Somebody say divine protocols. Say the Kishon protocol. The Harrod protocol. Remember the Harrod, right?
Yes.
Why say Harrod protocol? God uses fear. Yes. Trembling. And should be very careful because you can tremble where you're supposed to fear God. And the Kishon, it is where now God uses the problem of your enemy, the strength of your enemy. Oh, they are fighting me. They are resisting me. That same resistance they are putting on you, God will turn it and it's them. They will start facing resistance. Yes. Their own pride will be turned against them.
Oh, yes.
Am I speaking to somebody right here? Someone said divine protocols.
Divine protocols.
On spiritual warfare.
On spiritual
warfare. Tonight, get ready because something great is about to start happening. Continue reading. Go to verse 16.
Then Barak chased the chariot and the enemy army all the way to Harosheth Hagoyim, killing all Sisera's warriors. Not a single one was left alive.
In chapter 5, verse 21.
The Kishon River swept them away.
Imagine.
That ancient torrent, the Kishon. March on with courage, my soul.
Wait. Did he just say march on what? Read that again.
The Kishon River swept them away. That ancient torrent, the Kishon. March on with courage, my soul.
So who was he fighting here? Can you imagine there's something very prophetic there? It says, even the river joined. Their own strength, which they were actually depending on. As this battle was happening, the river began to flood, making things worse. Are you here?
Yes.
The river began to what? And it began to carry them away. The strength of the enemy will be used against the enemy.
Yes.
If it's witchcraft, their own witchcraft will turn against them. This was not a historic moment. It was not, and it's not a historic moment. And I want you to understand that. It is a prophetic pattern for the church today. These are battles that some of you are facing. Can you imagine Barak was at home, fearing Sisera, not going to fight the battle. And then he says, march on, O my soul. When he saw what was happening, he said, march on, O my soul. The word march on, O my soul, that word march on is the word yata. Oh my God. Can you imagine when you see things are happening, then there is this courage that comes in you. There is this motivation. When you are now seeing, to say, oh, so these things are happening. I have already now bought the second car. You will be like, march on, oh my soul. Am I talking to somebody? Indeed, I've taken over this position. You shall say, march on. Am I speaking to somebody right here? Somebody say, march on, oh my soul. In Judges 4, verse 14.
Then Deborah said to Barak, get ready. This is the day the Lord will give you victory.
Underline the word victory.
This is the day the Lord will give you victory over Sisera. For the Lord is marching ahead of you. So Barak laid his 10,000 warriors down the slopes of Mount Tabor into battle.
Did you hear the word he's saying? The Lord is marching what?
Marching on.
Did you hear that word, marching on?
Yes.
That's the same word, yata. Can you imagine when he was seeing the battle, when he saw the river cutting them away? What did he say? March on, oh my soul. But on this scripture, it said, who march on? The Lord will march
ahead
of you. Am I talking to somebody right here? Imagine you are trying to start a project and God is ahead of you. Imagine the whole war which happened on this chapter. It was all commanded by prophetic strategy. It was not military strategy. Deborah was not a military personnel. She wasn't a soldier. The whole winning of the battle, it was all prophetic strategy and protocol which was given by a prophetess in the realm of the spirit and downloaded the whole protocol how to win the whole battle. I am giving you a prophetic protocol tonight. The Lord will give you victory. I said the Lord will give you victory. I said the Lord will give you victory. Saruke paya shuri henda kamahanda on that project, in that relationship, whatsoever you are planning, I say God shall give you victory. Yata. God marching like a warrior. Somebody say yata. Yata, it means what? It means when there's a marching of a warrior. Can you imagine when now he saw the so it's really happening. What the prophetess said is happening. He said, march on, oh my soul. Move on. Let's finish them now completely. He said, He saw Sisera running, jumping from the chariot. This is not a historic moment. It is a prophetic pattern for the church. No matter how your battle fierce it may seem, no matter how strong the enemy may look like he has put cases, barriers in your family, I am telling you as a prophet, your victory is guaranteed in this season. Somebody shout, I receive my victory.
Powerful.
Hey, there's somebody right now who's watching me. You have got a lot of debts. And you are struggling so much financially. And there's another lady watching me now. Your boyfriend left you. He left with the kids. You don't even know how to raise those kids. And look so much on you. But the Lord says, march on. March on. You're about to break through. That man will regret for leaving you. The things which will begin to happen over your life. The doors which will begin to open over your life. He would wish he was just even your garden boy. You are not just you. There's a word of your prophet behind. There are some battles we fight with a prophetic voice. We are not giving up. The enemy is whispering to you, say, you see now, I have finished you. Finished who? All the battles which the enemy has used, bring them together. We will return them. The enemy is looking for that spot of fear. Hey, has not the Lord gone before you to march out as a warrior? Can you imagine God went before? What does that mean to you? Every battle that you are facing right now, God is already ahead of you. God will not go with you in the battle. He goes ahead of you. But he wants you to follow. All he wants you to do is to follow. As you follow, you will see the victory. The more you're not following these areas, God is leading you into the battles. Can you imagine that that Barak was at home, but God had already gone ahead? Some of you, God has already gone ahead of you, and he has left you at home. So this time around. Hey, I'm going. So I'm joining now. With a prophetic voice. In chapter 5, verse 21,
the Kishon River swept them away. That ancient torrent, the Kishon. March on with courage, my soul.
In chapter 4, verse 16,
then Barak chased the chariots and the enemy army all the way to Haroth Hagorim, killing all of Sisera's warriors. Not a single one was left alive.
Can you read in Judges 4, verse 7?
Then I will call out Sisera, commander of Jabin's army, along with the chariots and warriors, to the Kishon River. There I will give you victory over him.
Kishon means what? Hardiness. Kishon means what? Difficulties. Can you imagine God saying, there, at the most difficult place, I will give you what? At the strength of your enemy, where he thinks there's his strength, that's where I'll give you victory. And how did God do it? He made his own strength to flood. Tonight, God told me to pray for somebody's victory. I can assure you there is a battle you are facing. And some of the battles, you know what they are. And some of the battles, you don't even know why you are in those battles. You don't even understand where they came from. And some of the battles, you actually don't even have an idea that these battles are happening. But the Lord says unto me tonight, I am Jehovah who never changed. I'm the same yesterday, I am the same today, and I'm the same forever. And tonight I'm going to give you victory. Raise up your two hands and receive this prayer. By the power of Almighty God, who made heavens and earth, I decree by this prophetic protocol and order, in the name of Jesus, every battle, whether you know it, every battle, whether you don't know it, every battle where it's coming from, you have no idea, every battle where whether you even know where it's coming from, tonight, in the name of Jesus, by divine protocols of reversal, by divine protocols of Kishon, I decree and declare your victory. I decree and declare your victory. Receive in the name of Jesus. I command your victory. I command your victory. Systems will work for you. Systems will work for you. Systems will join you in. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, I receive it.